Chapter 6. Ulinor, Low Orbit. The main flight deck of the cruiser Divine Right thrummed with idling engines and echoed to the clatter of ratchet cranks and the whine of loader servitors fitting Hellstrike missiles to the wings of 6 Lightning Air Superiority fighters. Tech priests performed their final chants and benedictions, activating the machine spirits of the aircraft in turn. They formed 2 lines flanking the path from the pilot's quarters, a guard of honor, sensors spilling fragrant smoke, oil-tipped rods raised in salute to those that would guide the machines down to Ulinor. 6 silver-masked figures emerged from the ruddy gloom of the suiting chamber. Their dark blue flight suits bulged with pressure lines and reinforcement studs. 2 acolytes of the Cult Mechanicus fell in step behind each of the anointed air warriors, murmuring the blessings of the machine god upon their life support systems, daubing the holy oils of Mars onto the rubberized skin of their suits. Thus consecrated to guide the vessels of the Omnisire, the pilots climbed up the ladders of their machines while the engines of the Lightnings were fired by ignition rods. The idling of motors intensified to a growl. Final rites were grated by vocalizers and modulated tongues, praising the artifice of man and the beneficence of the machine god. Armored canopies whined closed, sealed with elongated hisses. The tech priests and their semi-aware attendants rapidly left the flight deck, vacuum-proof heavy doors sealing the bay behind them. Red lights flashed in warning as the outer portal opened like a castle portcullis rising, the trapped air evacuating into the void in a gale. Jets flaring, the Lightnings sped out one after the other, dipping towards the orb of Ulinor. From other ships across the fleet, more scatters of plasma jets were emerging, hundreds of craft speeding towards the planet. A few dozen kilometers from atmospheric entry, one of the Lightnings peeled away, guidance jets spitting fire as it veered towards the northern pole.
"Hydrix, what are you doing?" demanded the squadron commander Corbrus. "Return to formation, immediately."
There was no response.
"I don't know how you conducted business aboard the impregnable, Hydrix, but in my squadron you obey immediately. Return to formation or we will shoot you down."
The Rogue Lightning's engines burned brighter as it accelerated. Corbris's long-range vox crackled into life.
"Hawk Squadron, report status," came the inquiry from the Divine Right. "We are monitoring an unauthorized maneuver. The new pilot that came over from the impregnable, Hydrix, just broke formation command. Permission to pursue and engage. Negative. Mission takes precedence. Continue to allocated patrol coordinates and provide additional interception cover for Adeptus Astartes forces on the surface."
"Understood," replied Corbus, reluctantly.
He watched the last spark of the Lightning dipping towards atmospheric entry and consulted his nav pad. At that trajectory, Hydrix seemed to be heading directly for the major Orc city, the one called Gorkagrod. If Hydrix was deserting, he was picking the worst place possible to do it. 22 minutes later, Hawk 4 swooped into the outskirts of Gorkagrod. A kilometer above the surface, the pilot ejected, leaving his aircraft to spear into the Orc shanty surrounding the main city. Ammunition and Hellstrike missiles detonated with a blast that leveled buildings for 80 meters, sending a pall of smoke and dust boiling into the thick air. Deftly manipulated grav chute suspensors carried the pilot away from the burning wreckage of his Lightning. He landed amongst a tangle of scrap and broken masonry where a cluster of buildings had recently been torn down. Several small greenskins that had been scavenging the debris snarled and spat at him as he landed, brandishing lengths of pipe and improvised daggers. The pilot pulled free a needle pistol and opened fire, every shot putting a toxin-laden shard into the eye of each of the 5 Gretchen. They spasmed as they fell, shrieks stifled by the blood bubbling from their lungs. The man took off his helm and stripped off the flight suit, revealing muscle-cladding sin-skin. It rippled as he activated its camelia-line coating, the surface becoming a blur of metallic shades and dark brown. He gathered up the corpses of the dead aliens and thrust them beneath a sheet of corrugated steel. Retrieving several other weapons he had concealed within the pilot's gear, Esad Wire hid the uniform with the bodies, and set off towards central Gorkogrod.